Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in. Time for Daily Editorial. I had some really interesting headlines come across this morning. And you know what? We're going to try and do everything that we can to give our opinion on some of these headlines. Number one, Biden made a speech that was covered this morning. And he said, you know, Americans who feel they need assault weapons to be protected from the government, for lack of better terms, really don't need assault weapons, they need F-15s. Jim, I want your comment on that particular statement that Biden made.
So yesterday, Biden in Pennsylvania made these comments, and he basically is dividing the nation into the Trump supporters and then the good people as he sees it. There's no even complete fabrication that Joe Biden was going to unify the nation. What we're seeing here with this divisive rhetoric is an attempt to inflame the the base, and say that there's sort of some sort of threat. But at the same time, the president of the United States is intimidating, using military wording to intimidate American citizens because they are not politically satisfied with what the current regime has done.
Yeah. You know, one thing I want to make, one comment I think is really important to realize is what this whole thing really boils down to is the almighty dollar. It boils down to nationalism on the one hand, doing things that are good for America, and globalism on the other hand, that increases the bottom line, certainly of Chinese companies, certainly increases the bottom line of international companies like the New York Times, Washington Post, et cetera, et cetera. Globalists are very, very self-centered, in my opinion, and all I'm saying is let's think about this. Very self-centered of what they are looking at is they are looking at increasing their particular bottom line, whether it's personal or whether it's for the business. And I think they're doing it to the detriment of America. And I'd like to know what you guys think. Jim?
Yeah, there's no question that they are doing it for the bottom line, for the dollar. But I also think there's an ideology associated with it. And that ideology, so, you know, humanity always comes up with some alternative idea, a thought that somehow we can look at the world in an idealistic way, that somehow man has become, you know, is going to become altruistic, that'll take care of each other, that'll be responsible for one another. And the reality is that there's a large number of people that just take a massive advantage of opportunity. And you see that in daily violence. You see it in Democrats using their power in office to ignore very significant issues. Because they believe they're going for a greater cause. And globalism, it was started with a good idea that, man, we could make everybody's life better if we, you know, can exchange, you know, free market, free labor across borders. That would actually benefit all these people. The problem is a small group of people took significant advantage of it, and now they have the control and the resources in order to influence the direction of nations and take away the vote and the responsibility of individuals. You cannot have world government and protect your individual culture or your community or your language or your history. And that's what you're seeing is the result of these ideologues both looking at for financial advantage and then the fools that follow them because they think of some greater esoteric opportunity for mankind to be great. Very similar to what happened with communism. And the destruction that followed was pretty clear.
Yeah, very clear. No question about that. Jimmy, I want to talk a little bit about press. I want to talk about, for example, the aggregator of press, and that is certainly the Drudge Report. I want to talk about things that appear to me in the New York Times, the Washington Post, et cetera, et cetera. It seems like the press for the most part, most of the meaningfully large press is really globalist in nature. I mean, and that's press where you have to really stop and read what they're talking about. What kind of opinion are you really getting? Let's talk about the Drudge Report. Let's talk about the New York Times. Let's talk about the Washington Post. Let's talk about the biggest papers in the world. Comment, Jim.
Yeah, so there are a handful of actual producers of news.
Yeah.
Okay, so Drudge is not a producer of news. He just reports.
Right.
Aggregator it's not Matt Drudge anymore.
Aggregator was the word that I used.
Yes, but the Associated Press, Reuters, New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, they actually produce information.
Right.
CNN used to produce information, but they've had to reduce their costs because of the competition and the online clicks to where they don't have the analytical teams that they used to actually produce real news. So the same with the networks. The networks used to have, you know, vast resources and correspondents that were actually educated in a region. They reported back on different issues, on different topics. Those days are gone, and they're gone mostly because of internet and tech companies and the competition out there for clicks in order to raise money and be competitive in those markets. And then at the same time, you've got that problem where the capability is gone, and there are very few producers of information. And at the same time, you've got tremendous influences that now control those news media outlets. And those global corporations have a very different agenda than free markets, or in fact, they want to control markets. Mm-hmm. They have a very different agenda than actually benefiting the American workforce, because in fact, that's not beneficial to them, because the corporations that own the dialogue want to ensure that they can keep a global market and global network.
Right.
So those problems are now becoming very prevalent in us getting information on a daily basis, and it shapes most people's views, because they hear they don't spend that much time. Most Americans do not spend that much time looking at the news.
Right.
So when AP, New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal publish something, then other news agencies and news media begin to copy it to use it. They have to, you know, identify the fact that they're using them, so it's not a copyright issue. But at the same time, they have agreements, and they're paid agreements to be able to get that information from Reuters. Now, what's happened is the globalists, the very powerful elitists, and the financial institutions owning that, they shape the narrative. And you know where they get most of their information from now? And this is, you can thank the Obama administration for this. They don't have all those investigative analysis and all those people that are out there looking at it. They've hired a bunch of sycophant leftists and progressives, very young people with very little experience. They fired all their talent and the older people for the most part. So where do you go? You go to the U.S. government. So the U.S. government is shaping news media by reporting information and leaking information in order to achieve their ends. And you're seeing that with the Mar-a-Lago raid, with this AP story showing the picture that the FBI leaked justification for their request, in order to justify that the search on the president's residence in Mar-a-Lago. They do not mention the fact that the president is the ultimate and the sole arbiter of what's classified and what's not.
Yeah.
In the end, he's the guy that makes that decision. And, oh, by the way, he was still president when he took these documents.
Yeah.
So, and he wrote documents saying, I declassified them. And what you're seeing is a tremendous cover-up and an attempt to manipulate and influence using the media from the government to silence opposition and to intimidate people.
Yeah.
And that's where we are today in what used to be a free market and a free media. It's no longer. It's controlled.
No, and I think it's very important to realize that. My opinion, big time, I want you to simply think about it. You got to think about both sides of every story. unfortunately, a lot of people in the world find it very difficult to think about both sides of every story. Jim, I have to be in a meeting at 10 o'clock, which means I've got about 10 minutes here to go. What would you like to talk about now?
Well, there's a couple of really big issues that are out there that are beginning to pop up.
Yeah.
First of all is, you know, in spite of the Biden administration's claims that we're not in a recession and the media that we're talking about repeating that and actually ignorant, absolutely ignorant hosts on network television, cable news and network television networks, arguing that we're not in a recession because the administration says we're not. That's a false statement. We have two consecutive quarters of negative growth. But now we've got a jobs report for August that shows a significant decline in employment expectations. There was supposed to be about 200 and they expected 260 to 280,000 new jobs. It's down to the one in the 180s. That's a very bad indicator. And you're, of course, you're going to see the markets reflect this as well as these massive expenditures. For this bailout. We are not going to see a better economy. We're going to see more challenges. We're going to see more probably incredibly high prices with food. You've got this little bit of relief with fuel right now, but that's probably going to change fairly quickly as well, although we're going into the winter
season. Why do you
think
it's going to change fairly quickly, Jim?
Well, okay, for one, we're going to go into, there's going to be a big demand for fuel oil, certainly in Europe.
Yeah.
Because the heating, you know, so the United States is no longer a net producer. We're a net importer. You've actually got information now, and this is absolutely amazing. Zero Hedge is reporting, a number of people are reporting, that the Russians are selling natural gas to China. China is actually now selling that natural gas back to Western Europe and because of their desperate need for energy in preparation for winter. And the Russians are making a ton of money with all these ridiculous sanctions that, of course, we've talked about from the beginning would never work, because ultimately you're not going to, you know, they almost never have worked in history. Sanctions have almost never worked. And it's ridiculous to argue it. And the very ridiculous just ridiculous response to the entire Russian invasion and really bad policy with no future agenda here and just throwing money and weapons and arms into a problem is terrible. It's just ridiculous. So you're going to see a continuation of that. You're going to see higher prices more than likely in across the board. Fuel is beginning to become more harder to get because of the winter. Though typically people stop driving as much, but you're still going to see intense pressures on the markets. And we don't know the black swan effects out there that might actually cause significant problems. What's happening in Iraq today, this actually complete breakdown of security at the presidential palace and headquarters in Baghdad is unbelievable, and you're getting almost no international reporting on it. You know,
what's going on over there, Jim? I don't even know about that.
Yeah, of course you don't, because Drudge is not talking about it. None of the networks are
talking about it. I don't
read
Drudge, Jim.
Well, Al, you do. But regardless of that, the people we're talking about, AP, New York Times, Wall Street Journal,
that's
Washington Post.
That's what I'm talking about, right.
These people are not talking about a major problem with a U.S. Basically, you know, influenced government that we still have U.S. forces in there. People are rioting and attacking, and there is actually warfare on the streets in the Green Zone in Baghdad right now because Sunni Muslims are pissed off that the Shiite Muslims have so much control. Maduq al-Sadr, one of the most powerful politicians from even beginning back in the initial invasion of the United States into Iraq, he just resigned his leadership position, and there's all chaos breaking out there. These problems, and they're actually angry at Iranian influence, and this is in conjunction with the fact that the U.S. is about ready to announce an agreement on extending the JCPOA, the nuclear deal with Iran, which will give them the opportunity within 2 years to actually have full capability to produce a nuclear weapon, which they probably do right now. Estimates from even the International Atomic Energy Agency and the UN and everybody says that they probably have enough weapons grade material to do a weapon at this point. So we could see things that happen unbelievably dangerous. You've got a continuation of the problems in Ukraine. You've got domestic crime. You've got people living in the streets in LA, you know, I mean, in Seattle, all across the country. You've got really, really difficult problems with the border. You've got crime rates that are absolutely skyrocketing. Yeah. And the Democrats think they're going to win this midterm election on abortion. Huge mistake. Very few people care about it. And they're absolutely going to try to divert attention and continue to focus on Donald Trump. Yeah. And that's just, it's working. It's working, unfortunately.
It's working like a champ. I want to clarify one thing, by the way. Jim said, no, you do read Drudge. Let me tell you what I go to Drudge for. Jim is right, I do. I look at what kind of headlines they've got, and then I go to the source. I typically get emails from all of the sources that Drudge uses. So, yes, I do read it, but I wouldn't have known about the Mar-a-Lago story, for example, this morning at 7:30, 7:45 when I was looking at that until I saw that story. And then I went to my email, and of course, AP had sent me an email on that story.
Yeah, and you know, and again, you're seeing a lot of manipulation in right. order to justify actions that are very questionable and that most Americans actually wonder about. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not a true Trump supporter, you kind of wonder how much influence and what are they trying to achieve here? And they're trying to spin this narrative of you know, insurrection, of lack of control. And it's old news. It's old things that have happened before, because when right. you compare to what happened to Hunter Biden, when you compare what nothing has happened to Hunter Biden, the FBI complete exoneration of Hillary Clinton and ignoring that and destroying information, people have got to just say, what the heck is going on? At least the people in the middle, the extremists on the left and the media are trying to shape a narrative. So when, in fact, they tried to influence the election, it won't look so bad. You saw the exact same thing happen before the 2020 election, where they made all these arguments and had all this polling that was actually very inaccurate. But they presented a case that, oh, by the way, Joe Biden has a great chance. So when, in fact, they put in the fraud and all the crazy things that happened, nobody questioned it, or you couldn't question it because they would intimidate you, attack you, the press would attack you, and the Department of Justice would attack you. And, you know, these other diverse, you know, the other things that are happening out there, you know, the debt, the homelessness, some of our bloggers have talked about, things like that. Those are serious issues, but those are the result of these types of policies that are more authoritarian and more control. You know, that you don't have the same problems in many of the cities that are well managed, that are done by more conservative, more focused leaders that want to yeah. take care of their people as yeah. rather than control power.
Yeah, you don't. Well, it's a tough battle that we're fighting right now, in my opinion. Let's see what you guys think. I'd be curious to know what you guys think about everything that's going on. Jim, any comments to wrap this up?
No, I agree with you. It is an incredibly tough battle. I do, you know, I know some people have given up. Some of our listeners have said, yeah, it's done. It's over with. Fat lady sung. And I made the comment that, I really love that quote from Will Smith in Independence Day, when they're up in the alien ship. And he just said, I ain't hear no fat lady sing. And, the reason why is, look, we still have some voices out there. Yeah. They're growing. There are more people that are questioning what's going on because they're directly impacted by the crime okay. or the violence.
Right.
And all these things that are happening in the inflation and the economy. They're losing their jobs. They're tired of the COVID dilemma, and they're finding out that there are lies about this.
Right.
So in fact, people are beginning to wake up, and I am still confident there's enough good people out there, even inside, some of them silenced, but inside the government, that want to do what's right. And you're seeing it with the FBI. Over 20 whistleblowers have come forward to Senator Grassley's committee, and they've got to be protected. So we've got to keep this fight up. It's a never-ending one. It's an enduring fight. It is a forever fight to protect our freedoms.
Yeah, it is. Hopefully hopefully right will win over might. We'll see what happens. Jimmy, always a pleasure. Thanks, man.
You bet, Adam.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back.